What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Amy Marks Kors, Chris Ranji. It is hour two of the show. And as you may have heard, apparently players in NCAA are going to be able to be paid directly from the universities. We've known about the NIL, the name, image, and likeness situation that's been going on for a few years now. But a court has ruled that now universities can pay directly to the student athletes to discuss this, what's next, how it all is going to look. Daniel Kaplan covers sports. He's a sports business writer and now working on a piece for The Dispatch and joins us now on KMOX. Daniel, good to have you with us today. How are you?
I'm fine. Thanks for having me.
So what exactly is the ruling and how do we think this is going to end up looking? Because it could happen very quickly.
Well, there are a lot of tentacles to this ruling. You start with paying players. Each team, each university or college will have a $20.5 million salary cap. They can pay that to players in any number of ways. But 75% is directed towards men's basketball and football, since those are the clear revenue-generating sports. How the universities and colleges distribute the remaining 25% of that $20 million over the other sports and whether the other sports can survive, that's the million-dollar question right now.
And just to clarify, because I was a little confused, that a judge decided that the NCAA will pay nearly $2.8 billion in back damages over the next 10 years. So the $20.5 million salary cap, that's completely separate than the $2.8 billion back damage payments, correct?
Right. The $20.5 million is moving forward, and the $2.8 billion in damages is for not paying players previously and not paying them NIL, which you mentioned earlier. And the NIL is a whole nother element of this. As your listeners probably know, in 2021, there was a Supreme Court decision, Alston versus NCAA, which found that the NCAA had violated antitrust laws by restricting educational benefits. This didn't directly lead to NIL, but the NCAA saw the writing on the wall and relaxed their restrictions on it. And basically, all mayhem broke out in July of 2021 because there were no rules and regulations. And since then, there's been different state rules. There have been different university rules. There's been confusion over whether boosters can directly pay players, whether these collectives that the universities have formed to raise NIL money, what their legal status is. So the settlement tries to get a handle on that. But as we can discuss going forward, there's a lot of legal issues remaining.
Yeah, so that's where I was going to go with this, that there's still a lot of confusion about NIL, and the sentiment is that it is a mess and it's really difficult to navigate, and it's like a Wild West sort of situation. Those problems still exist, right?
Those problems still exist. And actually, so the settlement forms what's called the clearinghouse. all NIL deals over $600 have to go through this clearinghouse managed by Deloitte. It's called NIL Go, and it actually goes live on Wednesday of this week. So if you're a college athlete that signs a $700 deal with the local dealership, it has to be submitted to this clearinghouse. And what does the clearinghouse do? It determines whether the endorsement is a real endorsement or is it a disguised cash payment or payment for play. In other words, they don't want NIL deals disguised as NIL deals to lure players to play for colleges and universities, pay for play.
Okay, this is like confusing to me. Okay, so each university, just kind of recap here, $20.5 million salary cap. So the university can play a player. And then
they can play a payer, and this is separate from marketing and endorsements. It's just simply for playing on the athletic
team. Playing on the team. And then NIL boosters can still kind of pay a player or with their NIL deals.
If there is a real NIL deal, the concern is that, say, a booster owns a chain of car dealerships. They say, we're going to pay this player $2 million over the next year to come play football for our team. And the player puts out two tweets in 2 years on the car dealership, and it's really just a disguised payment to come play, pay for play. So the problem becomes, this Deloitte Clearinghouse, NIL Go, is supposed to review these deals, and what happens when they say, no, this is not a real deal, and the player and his or her lawyer sue? And there's an attorney, Darren Heitner, who's very involved with the NIL business, and he put out on Twitter recently, or X, that he's going to probably have to expand his practice because of all the lawsuits he's anticipating from NIL Go.
And then just to clarify, too, these athletes can still get their full scholarships as well.
Of course, yes. They can get their full scholarships. In fact, scholarship limits have been relaxed as part of the settlement. Some teams' rosters are being reduced. So there's a lot of confusion about current players on teams, whether they'll get cut, or whether there'll be additions to other teams. And one thing to realize is most athletic departments don't make money. They at best break even. Mm-hmm. And now they're faced with $20.5 million, and that's going to rise 4% every year of the deal. They're faced with that new nut of money they have to pay out. Where is that going to come from? And the concern is it's going to come from the non-revenue sports, swimming, track and field, rugby, what have you.
Just on the surface, I think if it were possible to do and do it fairly, I think it would be nice for every university, Division I or whatever, to have a pool of money and everybody has the same, so there's an even playing field there, and then to pay out with that. But the reality will still exist that some universities are just going to be able to spend a whole lot more money. Like, for example, KU is going to be able to pay a basketball player way more than, Missouri State is going to be able to.
Absolutely. I mean, clearly the bigger schools with the bigger endowments and with the bigger, largest donors will do better here. But if you're University of Alabama and you've got 21 sports teams and only two make money, and I mean, that may change as more money flows into women's basketball and women's softball, and maybe those sports start to break even. But you're still talking about 15 to 20 sports that don't make money. What happens to those sports as money is diverted from their budgets to the athletes getting paid? And that's the concern that a lot of these so-called Olympic sports and other sports like tennis and golf, that they will get shuttered. Those teams will get driven out of business because of this.
Daniel, how does Title IX play into this? Out of the $20.5 million salary cap, does half of it have to be on women's sports?
Half of it is not going to women's sports. As 75% is going to college football and basketball. There was a determination by the Trump administration that Title IX did not apply to this. So women's sports, I don't want to get political here, but they do not get as much money as the men. And partly that's revenues, but it's you know, it's something that concerns a lot of people, that the boom in women's sports that we've seen over the last couple of years, you know, could get hurt by the settlement.
Yeah, because I mean, it's just logical. Like, we all get it. Football, college football brings in so much money, and the whole push behind NIL is that, well, these players are bringing in millions of dollars for the college, so they should be compensated. But you kind of do open up a can of worms when you start paying the players. And I get it. They were bringing in the money, but it also means that Olympic sports or women's sports or women's Olympic sports, they're not bringing in millions of dollars in the way that football is.
No, but, you know, it really, we're moving so much further and further away from the collegiate sports experience when, yeah. You know, you rooted for the college, and now it's these, I don't want to call them mercenary players, but they hopscotch from team to team for the highest NIL package. College sports is still very popular, as we see with the TV ratings for the college football championship series and the March Madness. But still, I mean, it appears we're losing something with the, and I'm not saying it's a bad thing, but we're certainly losing something with the transformation. I mean, it is a dramatic transformation of college sports.
I have no problem with an athlete taking a better deal for himself or herself, because I think any one of us would jump to a new job if we were going to be compensated, you know, double or triple or whatever the situation might be. But also, I agree that there's something about it that's lost when every single year you have so many players transferring to other schools. Is there a legal way to prevent that from happening, or a way to lessen that one way or another? Is it possible, and is anybody even trying to do that?
Well, the NCAA has been lobbying Congress for several years for an antitrust exemption. Since the Alston decision in 2021, the NCAA has shied away from any concerted action. And having transfer rules that restrict players from transferring from one university to another would likely run afoul of antitrust rules. I mean, if you're a normal student at a university, there's very little that prevents you from transferring to a different school. Why should a college athlete be any different? So unless Congress grants the NCAA an antitrust exemption, I don't see any way around it.
Yeah, it's been a transformation, and I don't have the answer. Like, I don't know that there is a good answer or a right answer. It's so much money got involved with these schools, and players weren't being compensated, and you attempt to fix one problem, and you've kind of created a thousand other complications, but I don't know what the answer is.
It's sort of like what happened to the Olympic movement when professionals were let in. It changed what the Olympics were. I always tell my kids I'm old enough to remember Miracle on Ice. I was like 10 years old when that happened. And that will never happen again when a team of collegiates pull off an upset in the Olympics, because everyone's professional now. And people thought it would ruin the Olympics, the amateur model, and the Olympics are more popular than ever. So college sports, it will be different. It won't be as pure, if that's the right term, as some people will like, but it will remain popular. I think going forward for the next few years, the real question will be what happens to some of those low revenue sports. Will the schools stop funding them at a loss?
Daniel Kaplan, sports business writer. We are looking forward to the piece in the Dispatch about this. We appreciate you joining us today. Thank you for your time. Thank you.
Thanks for having me.
Daniel Kaplan, again, in the Dispatch that is coming.
I don't know what to do on this.
I said this earlier. I cannot blame an athlete for taking a better deal and transferring. Mm-hmm. But I do think that there is, I don't like the fact that so many players transfer. And it's almost a bigger deal when a team hangs on to a player from year to year than if they acquire one. You know, like guys are doing, and women too, in sports, are doing Instagram posts when they decide to stay.
Yeah.
That's almost like a rarity. Yeah. I don't like all the jumping around, because you only have 4 years with one player and then they're gone, right?
Know, yeah.
So either they're on a team, you know, it used to be where a couple of people would maybe transfer over the course of 2-3 years. Now it's sometimes entire teams are transferring.
You know how I always say there's no panacea. There's no solution where it's completely fair. It's just everything is trade-offs. You can't put all the good things in a basket and all the bad things in a basket. And so when you're looking at this situation with college sports and how much money the colleges were making, and then coaches and coaches transferring and players wanting to be compensated, but then big sports, dwarfing both in attention and financially smaller sports. I don't think there's a way to solve this where it's fair for everyone, but I don't know what the best answer is.
I don't either.
I don't know. I don't know how to fix it. And I agree that I don't think you can ever get that cap out in the, back from, in the bag.
From a consumer of college athletics standpoint, I don't think it's fun watching teams lose entire rosters because they've gotten better deals somewhere else.
But you also, you don't blame the players.
But I don't blame them for leaving. And this text message that says the adults, coaches, can leave whenever they want. Until that's fixed, players should be able to do the same. Players don't play for a school. They play for the man that recruits them. And I think there's a lot of truth to that. You are going to wherever the coach, if you like that person, that's where you've gone. And if that coach leaves to go somewhere else, you might be inclined to go with them if they want
you. I feel betrayed. They come to your house and say, this is who I am.
And they promise you that, oh, I'm going to be here for 4 years. So I totally agree with that. I'm just saying from a viewer standpoint, it's not fun to watch college sports when you could have a completely different team from 1 year to the next because they've all gone somewhere else where they're getting paid more.
I think college sports now is managing the mess, managing the chaos more than it is trying to create a great system. I think you're just managing the chaos.
That's right. Amy Marks Kors, Chris Ranji. This is the Chris and Amy Show, 104.1 FM, KMOX.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North Convenience Stores, fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Chris Ranji, Amy Marks Scores. If you have not looked at a list, St. Louis Magazine's A List, we're not sure.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
It's a list, A List.
Uh-huh.
You can vote for us.
We're nominated.
Every day.
Because we're award-winning. So you can...
We are award-winning.
Yeah, so St. Louis Magazine.
A-List.
STLMag.com. You go to the A-List. Mm-hmm. Or just go find us on Twitter at ChrisAmyKMOX.
Probably award-winning because we come up with ideas like hashtag ruffle some feathers, the Cardinals' new hashtag.
Maybe.
That's pretty good.
We've gotten the endorsement from two people, so yeah. It's not overwhelming.
But one of them's an older woman.
Right. It's true.
That's like a leadership position.
And the other one's a real doofus because you told me who it was.
The other one was a doofus.
Yeah, so I don't know how much I trust it.
Vote for us on the A-List. You can follow us, as Ronj mentioned.
You can vote every day, by the way.
Yeah, Chris Amy.
You should do that.
Chris Amy KMOX on Twitter. It's linked right there. It's under like Arts and Entertainment and Best Talk Show, and you might see the Dave Glover Show, which is weird, but don't vote for them.
Don't worry about them.
Don't worry about them. Vote for us.
They're fine.
Because basically, sometimes our boss Steve hurts our feelings, and I think this will help us when he yells at us.
Yeah, he yells at us once a week. At least, sometimes more.
Yeah.
We have to go into his office.
Yeah.
That's why, that's why his name is Moore, because there's going to be more yelling. Steve Moore yelling? Yes. Yeah. Come on in.
More criticism.
So I can berate you.
Yeah. So anyway, thank you for voting for us on the A-List. All right. Maybe was it last year? We talked about Sephora kids, and this was in the Wall Street Journal. It's been covered extensively by all the media outlets. But Sephora kids is this new phenomenon that has really skyrocketed with the onset of social media and young kids getting phones. And CNN has a story about a 10-year-old. This is just an example of what we're seeing. A 10-year-old, she got a phone when she was 10, and suddenly her interest in skincare skyrocketed. And what doctors are finding and dermatologists are finding, you're having 10, 11, 12-year-olds using anti-aging skincare. Not only is it a waste of money. I mean, I've gone to Sephora. You wouldn't believe, Ronj, skincare is so expensive. I bought a bottle of like face cream, a tiny little screw top bottle, and it was $80. Not even the most expensive.
Like half an ounce?
It's like half an ounce, yes. And I'm in my 40s. I need that. I need the wrinkles to go away. There are young girls, 11, 12 years old, with their parents, $300-$500. Not even joking. I saw a $500 purchase at Sephora.
Oof.
But the anti-aging stuff is actually really harmful to young, fresh skin. I'm an old stick of beef jerky. I can put lotion on my face and try to get rid of the wrinkles. But when you're 12, you have baby skin.
So when you're 12 years old, who's buying this for you? Or why are parents giving in on it? This is where parents' responsibility comes in. And I suppose if you have the means, you're thinking, all right, well, I use this stuff, so I guess my kid can
get it too. I think there's a real keeping up with the Joneses. Like, Sally's mom
bought
that. But
there's no way with when you bring physiology into it, there's no way, or biology, there's no way that it does anything for you as a kid, because your skin is great.
Right.
It's perfect as a kid.
That's what Dr. Molly Hales. She is a dermatologist at Northwestern University's Feinberg School of Medicine. She said the majority of children in these videos don't have any visible acne or skin problems, right? They have clear, perfect skin.
Now, if you have acne, that's a completely
different
thing, where I understand treating that because that's an actual condition.
But that's not what this doctor said these kids are doing. And also, you don't buy anti-aging for that. She said with these videos, with these kids, the average of serums, moisturizers, toners, and cleansers, the average routine cost $168 a month, but some were more than $500 a month in skincare routines. And if there's any proof that, one, kids are impressionable, and two, there's such a thing as a social contagion, it's a bunch of 10 and 11-year-olds who've never once thought about skincare, getting a phone, and suddenly demanding all of this skincare. Kids are impressionable. One guy goes, kids are morons, that's why. And it is because they're young. They don't have experience.
Oh, yeah.
They don't know.
And the contagion is fear of missing out. All my friends are doing it, and if I can't do it, then that means I'm getting left behind. So this is where parents need to step in, because they can make sure this doesn't happen.
Yeah. Don't buy your kids hundreds of dollars of anti-aging cream when they're 11. Their skin.
I got told no all the time.
Oh, yeah. I'm good at saying no.
I love saying no.
Yeah.
It's the best. Freeing. Oh, God, it's the best. Hey, you want to do the... No.
No.
Love it.
Can I have this?
No. That's the only reason.
Do you like Matt?
I just want to be a parent.
Hey.
Yes. I want to be a parent just so I could tell that kid no all the time.
Well, that's the right reason. Good for you.
Chris and Amy show. When we come back, Matt Pauly, host of Sports Open Line, Cardinals pre and post, and the Redbird Rush Hour joins us. We'll talk some Cardinals. Just took 2 of 3 from the Dodgers. Pauly's next on KMOX.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Wilson hits a deep one to left field, and that's a home run. Contreras extends his hitting streak at 7 now, and his first homer since May the 11th at Washington. 5-0 Cardinals in the 8th inning.
Yo, Pauly!
Pauly's a great name.
Yo, Pauly!
What'd you do for Pauly? Anything?
Me, Pauly! I was responsible!
Pauly, we're here because of you!
Yep, Cardinals took 2 of 3 over the weekend from the visiting Los Angeles Dodgers, and they're going to keep playing tonight. They got the Blue Jays.
Ooh.
Yeah, right? It's
going to
be fun. Game 1 of 3, 5:50 pregame show, 6:45 first pitch. And Matt Pauly is the host of Sports Open Line, Redbird Rush Hour, which is at 5 o'clock. So there will be a 5 o'clock Redbird Rush Hour today leading into the pregame. And, of course, Cardinals pre- and postgame. Mr. Pauly, that was a pretty good weekend.
Yeah, you take 2 out of 3 from the Dodgers. I think anybody will be very happy with that result.
Of course, you'd like to sweep when you have the opportunity. You take the first 2 games. You'd like to get that 3rd game. I'm always happy with 2 of 3, obviously, against a good team. I always think it's funny, though, how the feeling tends to be a little bit different if they have won the first 2 games and lost the 3rd, as opposed to winning the 1st, losing the middle, and then winning the 3rd. You know what I mean? It's the same outcome, but it feels a little worse.
Yeah, because you end the series on the lowest note of the 3 games.
Well, and I also think, and deep down, you're kind of hoping they sweep. If you lose the 2nd game, the sweep's over. I think you hold out hope for a sweep, don't you?
I mean, you hope for it, sure. And I think, look, what I'm about to say really doesn't matter, but I'll say it nonetheless. You lost 2 out of 3 against Kansas City. You win 2 out of 3 against the Dodgers. Like, those kind of neutralize each other out. I think when you went into this homestand, at least for me, my thought process was like, okay, take 2 out of 3 from the Royals. That gives you the opportunity to lose 2 of 3 to the Dodgers. And then that Toronto series, if you can find a way to win that, then you have a winning homestand. They did the opposite here, so that's good. I think they're the other thing is, I think there were some people that were kind of worried about the team coming off that series loss against the Rangers and series loss against the Royals. Like, you know, the Cinderella moment had arrived, and instead they showed that they can play good baseball against arguably the best team in baseball.
They've been showing that all year, though. The one thing they have done against good competition, so those teams that are at 500 or better, they've been really good. They have a good record against teams like the Dodgers.
Yeah, we're in a really weird spot right now where there's so many people that are trying to decide whether or not they are going to believe in this team. And it almost feels like, and you can't do this in a 162-game season, but just because of where this team was at going into the season and what's going on, it feels like every single game and certainly every single series, it's almost like this reassessment of who this team actually is.
So we've got Gator, who is checking in. Remember our friend Gator, who left us last week?
Yeah, come on, Gator. Stopped listening to our show after 2 hours, Matt, to listen to someone else.
Absolute nonsense.
Do we know how he got his nickname?
We don't.
I think he used to be a pimp. So Gator.
Well, I think he went to Florida.
Oh. Gator asks about McGreevy, who pitched and was sort of thrown into the lion's den and did pretty well, I think, for somebody who had, you know, the limited experience, but 6 innings, 4 runs. I think you'll take that, right?
Yeah. You won't take that every fifth day, but you'll take that, in a single sort of instance, and especially against a really good team like the Dodgers. So now he gets to be part of this rotation here for a little while, and we'll see how he looks, and it's going to be fun to see. And then they're going to have some decisions to make at the end of June once they decide to go back to a 5-man rotation, making like this next start for Pallante an incredibly important start for him, because there is going to be some internal competition, I think, for these 5 spots in the starting rotation.
So how long is that going to be? How long will the Cardinals have a 6-man rotation?
I think pretty much through the month of June. They've only got 2 off days here in the month. They'll have another one coming up a week from today, and then they roll into July after that. So at some point late June, early July, I would suspect they'll go back to a 5-man rotation, because then the off days start to pick up a little bit again. But you've got a good few weeks here where they're going to be in this type of setup, so that's the opportunity. When you look at July, you have multiple off days plus the All-Star break, so it evens up, or it gets a little easier in terms of that once you hit July.
So that's what they might do. How long should they keep this 6-man rotation? And don't say it's above your pay grade. You have to give me an opinion.
Yeah, so I like the idea of almost always having guys. I like calling it a 6-day rotation, not a 6-man rotation, because when you've got the off days, you're able to utilize the that as your fifth, you know, your sixth guy. But when you don't have off days, you stick with the 6-man. Now, in the month of June, because they had 1 day off a week, there'd be one guy basically each time that would have to pitch on standard rest, and then everybody else got the extra day. I'm fine with that. So my answer to you is, anytime there are enough off days to basically give everybody or almost everybody that extra day of rest, have 5 guys, and when there's not, go with 6. So I think that's essentially what they've been doing, but I've been calling for a 6-day rotation for a long time. That's something that I've believed in for a while.
What about every now and then an extra day of rest on top of that 5th day? So like 6. Would that benefit certain starters, or would that be an actual detriment to them?
I think you would have to look at the situation. Like, let's say it's Matthew Liberatore,
who's never gone. That's the perfect example.
Okay. So a Matthew Liberatore who has never gone through a 162-game season as a starter. If you can find a way to get him an extra day here, an extra day there, shoot. If you can give him a way to skip a spot in the rotation, maybe you utilize the All-Star break with that, where he makes a start towards the beginning of the rotation going into the All-Star break, and then coming out of the All-Star break, he's kind of placed towards the end of the rotation to give him that much extra time. I don't think it's a blanket sort of situation, but I do think managing guys who have increased workloads like they've never had before is something that is worth looking at.
So how concerned should we be after the fatigue thing from last week where he left the start?
Like, I think you're aware of it, and I think you watch what happens in the next start, and you watch his velocity in the next start. That was one of the things that was really concerning, where he got all kinds of out of whack, and his body just wasn't working in concert the way you need it to, where the velocity just dropped. So that's going to be the next time Liberatore pitches, the first thing you watch for is where his fastball velocity is sitting. And if he can't crank that thing back up again, I think that's when you start to worry, because then that would be three straight appearances for Liberatore where something doesn't quite seem right. So I'm not there yet, Ranj, but I'm keenly aware of the situation going into his next start.
Because when you're at 96 and then you end up at 89 at the end of your start, that's a pretty significant drop off. And there's always an injury worry there.
Yeah, that doesn't just happen through like where. And here's the other thing. Liberatore, when he's been at his best this year, he's held velo. So his first pitch of the day and his last pitch of the day have been very similar in terms of fastball velocity. That's what the great pitchers do, too. You go look at the Scoobles of the world, whoever else you want to look at. You show me a great top-of-the-rotation, ace-level pitcher, I'll show you a guy who can hold velocity through 100 or so pitches.
Yeah, velo is short for velocity for the layperson.
Oh, very nice. So you know. Yeah. Hey, okay, this is honestly kind of for both of you. This was a story back on MLB a while.
That was very Canadian the way you just said both.
Did I?
Yeah.
Sometimes it
stand
happens
out
if I'm talking to my hockey friends or listening to hockey. When I was playing hockey, I would pick up that accent, just like if you hang out with people from the South, you start saying y'all, even though I never say y'all.
Well, she's sorry about that.
It's really boat, not boot.
It's boot.
It's boat.
Sure.
Anyway, this is for both of you. This from a while back, like, is the six-man rotation, is it a trend or is it a phase? And they brought up like the Dodgers, how in Japan, like Shohei Ohtani, they operate on a six-man rotation there. Do you see Major League Baseball adjusting eventually to a six-man rotation a lot, or do you think they're going to adjust back to the five-man or 5 days of rest?
Yeah, I think more often than not, it's still going to be the five days, the five-man rotation, because it requires you to give another roster spot to a starting pitcher, and therefore you lose a relief pitcher. If you are in a six-man rotation and you have a couple blow-up starts, you are in trouble because you don't have the bullpen to be able to survive it. John Mozeliak has spoken about this, and I completely agree. I think we have a problem right now in Major League Baseball when it comes to pitching injuries. I think it's a huge problem when it comes to pitching injuries, and I have seen teams stay healthy in starting pitching when they're utilizing an extra day. And the Cardinals have been incredible this year, knock on wood, in terms of starting pitchers staying healthy, which completely goes against the trend of Major League Baseball. And I think part of that goes to the fact that they have what they have done with rest when it comes to starters. So I don't know if Major League Baseball is ever going to go in that direction, because it's going to scare baseball roster makers in terms of not having the relief pitching that they're used to having. But I do think it is a path to more health in your starting pitching.
Well, the thing that hurts pitchers more than anything is max effort all the time.
Yeah.
But you can't keep them from max efforting, because that's the way you get outs, and that's how you get noticed in the first place. So it's effective. The harder you throw, the less likely it is that you're going to get hit. So the incentive to throw as hard as you can is there, but also that's the thing that leads to injury.
Yes.
So there's no real solution. I don't know how you can't do anything about it.
There's not. And I don't think teams, like, they don't care about, this could sound like really rude about it, but it's almost like they're just very accepting of the fact that, you know what, this guy's probably going to need Tommy John surgery at some point, and he's going to miss a year. Yep. Like, it's not a big deal, and it should be.
The Cardinals right now, according to Will Leach from MLB.com, Matt Pauly.
Our guy,
Will Leach, who does power rankings. He does them regularly. Cardinals, previously, he had them at 8. He has moved them down to 10. Does that sound about right to you?
Yeah, I like that. I think that's pretty good.
I'm okay with that, too. Yeah. If they're a top 10 team, that's way more than I expected on June 9th. When the season started, I didn't think they would be here.
And that is likely a team that's good enough to get into the postseason.
And you know what they say. Under promise and over deliver.
Yes.
Hot dog. That's what we're doing. That's what we're doing.
Matt, is that what you do?
Always. Always.
I barely make a promise.
Every time
at all.
I tell Pajeski that I'm going to do a hit with you guys, I'm like, this is going to be terrible.
You do not say that. Matt Pauly, I had a tweet on Friday, went to the game, and there was a gentleman, older gentleman. Mm-hmm. The guy was having the time of his life.
Yeah.
In overalls.
Oh.
Like chewing on a toothpick.
Like
wearing a
train
hat.
Train overalls?
Yeah, like choo-choo train.
Oh.
Yeah, and wearing a Cubs hat.
Huh.
I have a very strict rule about going to a baseball game wearing gear of a team that's not playing. I'm very anti wearing another team.
What if that's his only baseball hat and he wanted to show people he's a fan?
So I am letting him pass. I'm letting this guy go. Because Paulie saw it. That guy was awesome.
Actually, somebody else in the press conference, in the press box said, hey, did you see Ronji's tweet? And I went and looked at it. I thought it was pretty funny.
Yeah.
I also thought my favorite part of the night was when you asked me to do something out of respect for you.
And he said,
I said, that's a big assumption.
That's out of respect for me? What in the world?
He did. And then I called him an MF-er.
Yeah. Can confirm.
Thanks, buddy. Hey, you got Redbird Rush Hour with Wheeler at 5 and then 5:50 pregame.
That sounds like the plan for the day.
Do it.
All right.
Out of respect for him.
Out of respect for me, do it.
We'll do.
See ya.
Yo, Paulie, your sister's with me. I'll call you back later. See ya.
Cardinals Blue Jays at Busch Stadium tonight, 5:50 pregame, 6:45 first pitch. And yes, don't forget the Redbird Rush Hour. Happens at 5 o'clock every weekday whenever the Cardinals start time allows for it. So it'll be Paulie and Wheeler at 5 o'clock. So all the Cardinals programming you need starts at 5 here on 104.1 FM KMOX. It took way too long. I was going to wait for the drop. I was waiting for the beat to drop before we started.
So do you say it right when they start singing?
Oh, we went too long. Yeah, pretty much.
So when he says give, that's when you say, welcome back, it's Chris Ronji.
Technically, it should be when the drums kick in.
There's no drums in this song.
Hitting the post is right before the lyrics, the vocals start. That's hitting the post. That's a radio term.
I know, and I didn't go to radio school. Mm-hmm. So whenever you go, hit the post, I'm always like, ha, and I don't know what that means.
Hey, yeah, that did great job.
Great job. Okay, am I supposed to say it when he goes, give a little bit, or am I supposed to say it right before?
You talk until the lyrics start.
Until the vocals. That's hitting the post.
You say it right before he starts.
Right up to it. And I think the reason they did that was so that you didn't record it off the radio instead of going to buy it. Because they wanted the DJs to speak over the beginning of the song. So that people didn't just tape it off the radio and then not go to the record store and pay for it. You know, that's what that was all about.
Hmm.
As far as I'm aware. Gator, our friend of the show, is watching on YouTube and says he's wishing us a good Monday, or wishing Amy a good Monday. And yes, a good day to you too, Ronji. So, nice. Yeah, at least he was, he thought about me.
And he did grow up in North Florida.
He did grow up in North Florida.
And he comes from a family full of University of Florida alums.
That's a shame. Also, Jen was listening to our segment about children. And she says, Chris saying, I want to have kids just so I can say no, that just made my day. I think that would be a lot of fun to have make a human or a couple that have to do whatever you say at all times.
That is comedian Tom Papa.
Mm-hmm.
He goes, you want a power trip? He goes, have you ever made your own people?
Yeah.
He goes, I've made my own people.
Yeah.
And they have to do whatever I say.
Right? I think there is something about that that's appealing.
I think you should have kids just so that you can put them in glasses and a hat just like you. And they'll all be lined up like the Von Trapp family, only it's all glasses and hats.
I don't mind that.
I think that'd be hilarious.
And I would deny them of contact lenses. They say, Daddy, I want contacts. Like, nope.
Dad doesn't wear them. You don't need them.
And that's the other thing about having a kid is you can just say no whenever you want for no reason. You don't have to give a reason that you deny your children of something. You just do it.
One time there, I was teaching, back when I was teaching skating, like hockey skating, power skating at the rink. And there was a dad there with his younger son. He's like, Dad, can I get a Fun Dip? And the dad said, no. And he goes, what, can I get a Fun Dip? No, why not? He goes, because I'm the dad and I said no. Isn't that great? And one day when you grow up, you can have kids and also say no. It's great.
Wow. That's to me.
I love that. I laughed so hard because I'm the dad and I said no. And one day when you have kids, you can say no.
What an incentive.
I want to let people know Holly has texted in.
Hey,
she said Ruffle Some Feathers is awesome. That's three.
Oh, so Ruffle Some Feathers
so
for the Cardinals hashtag.
We have the original doofus, the original doofus who texted in. We have Alderwoman Shamim Clark Hubbard who texted in and said she's behind it. And we had Holly who texted in.
Well, and Harambe has texted in to 314-436-7900 and says he supports Ruffle Some Feathers.
That's four.
It's a little long of a hashtag, but I do think it's clever. So
Ruffle
that's your contribution
feathers.
For the week, Amy.
Too long.
Well done.
We all
well
bleed
done.
Blue. It's pretty long.
Vote for us in the STL Mag A-list. Go to stlmag.com. Find arts and entertainment, and then we're news talk show or talk news show or something.
Yeah.
Just vote for us. You can vote for us every day. You should because you love us and you care about us and you don't want our boss to yell at us anymore. That's Amy Marks Kors. I'm Chris Ranji. Chris Saliza, political commentator, will join us next. We have the unrest that's happening in L.A. We had the Elon Musk thing where maybe he shoved somebody in the cabinet. Not into the cabinet. Somebody in
like
the cabinet, he shoved them. So we will, when we come back, talk to Chris Saliza next on 104.1 FM KMOX.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
You fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.